with Martin Bester.
Time for Good Morning Angels, and our guest on the show this morning is Linda Kutsia. She's the wife of Cassie Boyser. Many of us will know him better as Vernon Kukumoor. And when you say the words or the name Vernon Kukumoor, immediately you've got this image of that strong guy, that big guy with that top, you know, the muscle top. Wat so vast gebind was.
Ja.
In die kort broek, jy weet. Fris. Fris man. Ja, spiere. Fris man gewees.
Literally South Africa's answer to Chuck Norris.
And he wasn't an advert with Chuck Norris,
yes.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
So for me, it was so shocking to see the images and pictures of him today. I got tagged so many times into this story that went viral on Facebook recently of where Vernon Kukumoor is today. Or Cassie Boyser. His wife is today with us, Linda. So jy sê vir my, hy het 'n heupvervangingsoperasie gehad wat verkeerd gegaan het. Dit het verkeerd geloop. It caused a lot of pain and agony and infection and like what went wrong?
Well, die eerste heup replacement wat hy gehad het, heupvervanging, het hulle die verkeerde prothese ingesit.
Oh no.
Ja. So die pen gedeelte was te kort geweest.
Yes. Yeah.
En dit was los geweest en omdat hy los was, het hom begin grind en hy het begin infeksie kry.
Mm-hmm.
En natuurlik met die tweede ene het ek 'n 30 cm steektou.
Ja.
Weet nie wat noem mens nie, uit sy heup het getrek na 'n jaar.
Wat?
Ja. En natuurlik het dit die infeksie nog erger gemaak. En toe hy daardie ene gehad en gehoop, jy weet dit gaan nou beter gaan, maar dit het net slegter gegaan tot vandag toe.
Hoe lank is hy al in die hospitaal?
Hy is van Saterdag die 17de September af is hy in die hospitaal. Wat gebeur het is, 'n rapport was by ons gewees, die fotograaf, Vrydagmiddag, die 16de, en hy het nog reg opgesit. En binne net daarna, het hy net begin agteruit gaan. En ek kon nie verstaan wat gaan aan nie. Hy het beheer verloor oor sy blaas, dit was net vir my verskriklik gewees, jy weet, om soveel pyn te sien. Ek het die paramedics gebel die Vrydag aand, die Saterdag om 9:00 die ambulans, ons het gewag vir die ambulans tot 5:00 toe. Eventually het hulle daar aangekom en hulle het hom toe nou hospitaal toe gevat. En Sondag aand het ek gedink hy gaan dit nie maak nie.
Hy sê ernstig.
Ja, het opgehou asemhaal op 'n stadium.
Dis seker die infeksie, hy is seker in baie pyn. Yeah, he must be in so much pain and the infection is just horrible. How long though has he not been walking? I mean, hoe lang is hy nou al bedlaan?
2 jaar.
2 jaar?
Ja.
Is hy al bedlaan vir 2 jaar?
2 jaar, ja.
En voor dit, was hy in 'n rolstoel of die krikke gehad?
Hy het krikke gehad, ek het 'n rolstoel ook, wat ek om elke keer hospitaal te vat en terugbring. Ek weet. En dan gebeur daar niks nie. Dit is soos 'n hardloopende muurvas, ja.
Am I right in saying that this could be possibly due to the fact that he's not been seen by the right people?
Ja.
Hy is nog nie regtig vir ondersoek. Wel, for starters, they fitted the wrong prosthesis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on.
There must be some callback on that.
And that caused major complications.
Yeah.
And infection.
Yeah.
And the damage that must have done inside his
to
hip.
To the joint, yes.
To the joint and the hip. And then it's just a vicious cycle from there.
Yeah.
It just gets worse and worse. And I must say, pain wees ook.
Verskriklik pyn.
It's just the contrast just makes me so sad. The sky, this image that you had. I mean, goodness sake, he was like this fris, strong guy. Did he ever, how seriously did he take the whole Vernon Kukumoor thing? How did he react to it? Hoe dink jy het hy gereageer as Cassie Boyce?
Ek dink hy was trots op homself. Weet, hy het geweet, hoe kan ek sê? Ek dink nie, hy was, hy daai image gehad, ja. En sure. ek dink hy weet nog steeds hoe hy dit gevoel. Ek dink hy dink baie terug daaraan. Nou met hierdie heup vervanging wat nou so skeef geloop het. Vrydagmiddag is die eerste keer vanat ek hom ken wat ek hom gesien huil het. Wat hy gesê het, Here, asseblief vat my weg. Maar ja, ek probeer sterk wees. Ek probeer positief wees. Maar dit is moeilik. Hy sal vir 5 jaar sonder werk.
5 jaar?
Ja.
5 years without work. Lot of years in pain. 2 jaar bedlaand. Noem hy homself nog Vernon Kukumoor? Of is hy nou net Cassie Boyce uit sy kom?
Weet jy, ek geloof ek dink hy is nog Vernon Kukumoor. Ek dink dit is een stukkie in sy leven in wat hy baie gelukkig was, wat hy ek dink dit baie vir hom beteken.
Of course it did. Dit het baie vir sy volgelinge. Yeah. He had lots of fans over the years. Yeah. He's like an iconic South African
absolutely
personality.
Dit is vry, saterdag toe ons by die hospitaal kom, en hy was heeltemal by mekaar gewees, het hulle vir hom gevra, kan jy vir my sê jou naam?
Ja.
Toe sê hy, Vernon Kukumoor.
Oh, ja.
Hoe bly jy sterk?
Ja. Ek dink dis die Here wat my krag gee, sterk te bly. Ek het net besluit, ek gaan nie hom laat gaan nie. Dit is nie sy tyd nie. Ons nie manier nie, ek sal dit nie aanvaar nie. En ek glo, daar is hoop. Daar is hoop, ek weet dit.
Ek glo het ook. I really do believe it. And so the people listening, sending us messages this morning.
Ek weet nie of ek hierdie boodskap het begin met oom Vernon of net Vernon nie. Maar ek wil rarig waar van elke Suid-Afrikaner vandag af hier sê, baie sterkte met daai heup vervanging. Want as het nie vir jou was nie, sou muscles en mullets nie saamgepas het nie.
Bro Martin en span, ek wil net vir die familie sê, soos Einstein gesê het, nothing is impossible. So ek glo en ek vertrou die Here saam met hulle en ek weet hulle gaan nie deurkom.
Ek glo ook soos jy dat daar hoop is. Luister hy volgend vir ons.
Ja.
Môre Vin. I want to say to you this morning that we already in contact with a specialist. The best in the business when it comes to hip replacement surgeries and complications. And we are making an appointment for him for a proper consultation with one of the top guys in the industry. Okay? So that already, I'm hoping, puts a smile on Vernon Kukumoor's face and your face as well this morning. It is very, very important. And with the consultation so far, we understand that it's going to be quite a tough road, that they have to start at a certain point and work with a plan and get the best specialist treatment involved to take it step by step. Yeah. Firstly, the consultation. He needs to be relieved of pain.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. He must be in immense pain. The infection, antibiotics, ek is nie een dokter nie, maar ek verstaan, dat daar een pad is wat hy gaan moet loop.
Ja. Yeah.
En het begin alles by die regte specialist.
Yeah.
Wat, I know that dit is nie bekombaar, it's not accessible for everyone, yeah, to get a booking and to be seen and be consulted by the right specialist. So ek wil eerstens vir jou die peace of mind gee, dat ons vir Vernon, vir Cassie, by 'n baie goeie spesialis gaan uitkry.
Dit is
'n groot plesier, and we will carry the costs for the consultation and the tests needed to make a proper diagnosis and decide on the appropriate treatment plan from here onwards. We can't promise everything, but we can promise you that at least for the sounds of it, for the first time in many years, possibly for the first time ever, that he'll be seen by a great specialist and his team, so that we can start this road to recovery. And good morning, angels. As I said, we will cover that consultation, and we'll make sure that he gets to speak to the right specialist who will know what to do from here onwards. Ek wil ook vir jou 30,000 rand gee van die Good Morning Angels fonds af. Just to, I don't know, living expenses, make it a little easier for you and for him. And I do believe that it always gets the ball rolling. And in my gut, kan ek nou vir jou vanoggend ook sê, you know, he's got so many fans. So many people are so shocked to hear about his condition today that I'm sure that is going to get the ball rolling. 30,000 rand, it's not going to solve all your problems.
Yeah.
But I bet you, I feel it in the air. Daar's mense wat net so geskok is soos ek, toe daai foto sien van Vernon vandag, Cassie. And I'm sure it's going to get the ball rolling. 084-850-0942. Maar 30,000 rand van ons fonds so ver, en selfs meer belangrik, 'n konsultasie met die regte spesialis. And I want you to feel that hope. Jy het daai hoop in jou kop gehad, but when he's laying in that hospital bed, in that hospital right now, which I believe is possibly not ideal for a man in his condition, and is possibly not seen by the right people, I think that should give you a bit of hope.
Oh, yeah.
Doen it.
Yeah, verskriklik.
You're smiling for the first time you got here.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Baie dankie.
084-850-0942. Man, wie onthou vir Vernon Koekemoer? Hy luister volgend vir ons. Uit die hospitaalbed uit. En dis nie ideaal nie. So far, good job, angels. Good job.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
It's your morning, family.